Nick Wallenda scheduled his tightrope walk on June 15th, so he'll air live on ABC in prime time on both the East and West Coast, and in the morning in Asia. Thus, his TV special will attract millions in ad revenue, including scores of sponsors. That is, if he agrees to be hooked to the wire, Wallenda says.
Some of our sponsors are coming up and partners and saying that they're not going to be a part of it unless I'm tethered to the cable. So we're trying to work through those details now.
With the potential of heavy winds, mist, and rain challenging Wallenda as he walks across the 2-inch wire, sponsors are worried about the possibility he could fall. That would not only taint their brands, but could also make them liable, Wallenda says. He counters that he's a professional, has completed hundreds of walks, and too much is being made of the risk.
How dare a network show this guy risking his life, that sort of thing. And that's what leads to executives in the office saying, yeah, I guess we should take a look at this.
Wallenda is relying on television outlets and sponsors to bankroll the event, so he may be forced to wear a safety harness in order for the show to go on. While unhappy about this possibility, Wallenda says he won't let the matter derail the event or mar his reputation.
My entire life is about not wearing one. Our family history is about not wearing one. If I'm forced to wear one, it won't take away from the event.
A final decision on the matter is expected by midweek. For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robison. In Buffalo, I'm Daniel Robison for WXXI News. In Buffalo, I'm Daniel Robison for WRVO News. In Buffalo, I'm Daniel Robison for WSKG. In Buffalo, I'm Daniel Robison for WMHT.